Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom Thibodeau out as the head coach of the New York Knicks. The breaking news we start our show with here on this Tuesday. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well. On the free Odyssey app. Hello to the YouTube world as well, where we stream live daily at the Team 980. We have a ton of other stuff coming up on the show today as well. Believe it or not, we did not plan to just have breaking news, and we in Washington, D.C. are not going to sit and spend our entire show on the head coach of the New York Knicks getting fired. We will talk about it in a moment, but there's plenty of other fun D.C. things on the show today, including a topic on our Vibe Check Tuesday that a lot of our shows talked about yesterday, the comments from Mike Florio, the reporting, if we want to call it that, from Mike Florio about the Commanders and their mindset going into the NFC Championship game. Also, Anthony, later on in the show, how about this for a guest lineup? One, talking about all the NBA stuff, David Aldridge, who better? He's only in the Hall of Fame for talking about the NBA. So we'll get to the NBA Finals. We'll talk about the Tibbs news. And DA was a part of the NBA on TNT for 25 years. So we'll get his thoughts, some of his memories, maybe a story or two about his time with Turner. We told you about the crazy story yesterday where the Washington Spirit are losing their coach to another team that their owner owns. One of their star players, Casey Krueger, Olympic gold medalist, will join us coming up at, when were we talking with Casey? 6 o'clock, I believe?
Yes, sir.
It is today. So Casey at 6. Plus, this was so much fun this morning. There's a brand new film coming out on TJ Oshie and the relationship with his pops. It's called Coach. It's debuting at the DC Docs Film Festival next weekend. I got a chance to see the film, and this morning I talked to TJ and the two films, or the two directors who are twins, Anthony, identical twins. I was like, can you guys say your name so the radio audience will be able to tell who's who? And they're like, we're identical twins. Good luck. So sorry about that. Nothing I can do there. But we have that interview for you coming up at 5:30. Really, really cool interview and a great film that is debuting next weekend. But, Anthony, we start with the news that Tom Thibodeau has been fired by the New York Knicks, relieved of his duties, so to say. And my initial reaction to this, which should not be surprising to anyone who listened to the show yesterday, is this is an incredibly stupid thing by the New York Knicks to do. However, the more I have read and the more I have listened, I was actually in the middle of Zach Lowe's podcast from the weekend. It was like a 2-hour pod because they did a bunch of NBA Finals preview, and then he talked to Ian Begley from SNY in New York about the Knicks. And so I was listening to that as I went home yesterday and then finished it on my ride in today. And as I'm listening to it riding home yesterday, they're like, you know, they're in an evaluation period. He hasn't been fired yet, which was still true at the time that I was listening to it. Nevertheless, the time that they recorded it Monday morning. And then obviously by the time I, you know, get on my bike to ride into work today, they have made the move. And so it's very interesting to kind of listen to it through that lens of, hey, this could happen. And if it does happen, here's why. Here's some of the things they need to fix. But still, when I got off the bike today, I was like, I still think this is kind of a silly thing for them to do. I think that a lot of the problems that the Knicks have are things that they can fix without changing the other things that are going well. The more I've read about their season, including what is a pretty comprehensive piece in The Athletic that came out yesterday about their season, this is, again, before the news, right? Just putting in a context. The more, I guess I'll say okay with it I am, the more I understand why the Knicks decided to move on from Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau puts a tremendous floor underneath you as a basketball team. Thibs is a guy who will play his starters a million minutes and demands you play really hard. He's tactically very sound defensively. And if you have your best players playing hard and playing good defense, then you're probably going to win a ton of basketball games, especially in the regular season. But morale may not always be amazing. And you're not going to develop other players because unless you can earn minutes, you're never getting experience to be on the floor. And in the modern NBA, where they don't practice ever because of the schedule being kind of goofy in the way that it's set up, where it's a lot of every other day, as opposed to it used to be, hey, yeah, you have to play back-to-back, but then you get 4 days off. So you'd play two, get a day off, practice easy, practice hard, then we'll go play another one, then we'll have three more days off. Like that schedule was actually better for a lot of reasons than the current one, even though the aims of why the current schedule is the way it is were good. So needless to say, like, Thibs is a very, very, very good NBA coach, and that's kind of where I was yesterday, was this guy is maybe not the top tier, but a high-tier NBA coach who has gotten you some of your best results in a long time, who has the respect of the roster. Jalen Brunson saying after the season, absolutely, I want him back. And if you can find ways to make tweaks within what you just did, you're a couple of tweaks away. Shoot, you're Aaron Nesmith not losing his mind in game one, or a goaltend call that was missed with 3 minutes to go in overtime, or away from game one of us having a game seven to talk about last night. If not, the Knicks just having already won the series and the Knicks are in the NBA Finals against the Thunder. So the fact that you're that close, the question you have to ask if you're the Knicks is the stuff we're missing? Are the things that we're missing with Tom Thibodeau worth giving up the things that we have with Tom Thibodeau? And ultimately, they decided the answer is yes. Why I think this might be the right decision. Might be. I don't really have a strong take either way. I know. God forbid we not have a strong take on something in this business. But why I can see both sides is the keep him side I just kind of laid out, right? He's very good at the job. You just made also massive roster moves before last season. And giving that another year in what is a pretty gettable Eastern Conference, the way it's shaping up right now, doesn't seem like the worst option. You rely on some continuity. The anti is, this is a team that, per reporting from The Athletic and others, had an extraordinarily high number of players-only meetings this year. There were fractures in the foundation that were visible. Guys like Mikal Bridges, who they traded not one, not two, not three, not four, but five first-round picks for, having a pretty mediocre year. And ultimately, by the end of it, complaining publicly about the number of minutes the starters played as he led the NBA in minutes. How often do we hear guys complain about minutes because they're not getting enough? He's like, nah, man, too much. This too much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have Karl Anthony Towns, who traditionally has been a problem defensively, not really playing that much better defensively, and it caused issues. And it was something that Tibbs was not able to fix either in the locker room from a personality and personnel management standpoint, a human capital management standpoint, or, hey, man, you're this great tactical defensive coach. Find a way to make Cat a playable defender. Never could do it. Didn't work. He didn't have answers offensively, because that's never been his side of the ball where he's been exceptional. It was just kind of let Jalen Brunson cook, and thankfully the heat was high enough for them to make the Eastern Conference Finals, but as that well dried up, and they didn't have any other options. The Towns-Brunson pick and roll that was supposed to be the centerpiece of what many people thought this team could be was basically non-existent. I read this stat in the Athletic piece that is absolutely crazy. It's either 4, 5, or 6. I'll say 6 because... Actually, no, I'm pretty sure it was 5 in the 6 games. But I think the number was Brunson had 5 assists to Karl Anthony Towns in the entire Eastern Conference Finals. So you have your guy who handles the ball all the time and a guy who scored a fair amount, and they're never connecting to get on the same page and create baskets for each other. That's a problem. That's a coaching problem as much as it is a player problem. Unless the players are totally shaking off the coach all the time, in which case, that's still a coaching problem because you need coaches that can connect with and get the best out of your players. And so, ultimately, if the Knicks look at this and go, we think that Mikal Bridges can be better under a different coach. We think that some of the, you know, Jalen Brunson, like anybody can have him be what he's been offensively. And we want someone that, while Tibbs is a great defensive mind, we want someone who's a little less afraid to play some zone or junk it up or try some different matchups, try some different rotations. Someone who's going to play our young guys more in the regular season, who's going to preserve our vets for the postseason. We just want someone who we think this roster is really good. We want as much continuity as we can, but we think we can get more out of it. Then ultimately the Knicks have a responsibility to move on. To say, Tom was great. We did all we thought that he could do, but we think that there's more juice here if we squeeze a little bit harder, or if we maybe don't squeeze the same part of the, like that the other part of the lime has juice in it. Squeeze over there. And so I think actually where I've landed is this wasn't a stupid decision. It's not a silly thing that the Knicks have done. I do think the Knicks have a fundamental misunderstanding as an organization about what it means to have a good and winning culture. I think that was proven the second that they didn't find some way hell or high water to not include Dante DiVincenzo in the Towns trade. You have this incredible, like, excited moment where you have the four Villanova guys back together when you trade for Bridges. DiVincenzo's coming off being one of your best players in the playoffs, and you trade him. You don't even get to the start of the season with the four of them together to give it a shot. That seems silly. And so, at the end of the day, the Knicks have a bunch of decisions to make. They could also blow up this roster. They are probably going to be mentioned around Kevin Durant. They're certainly going to sniff around other, you know, the Giannis sweepstakes if that comes to pass. They've got some ammo, including the right salaries, good players that are on okay enough contracts. They do have some level of draft capital still, despite the big trade that they had, that they made for Bridges last year. But deciding that Tibbs is not the right guy is an understandable decision. But that also means the bar for what you bring in is pretty high, because you were a couple of weird things happening away from the NBA Finals. And if all you got to do is get back here and have some bounces go your way to make the NBA Finals, how much do you really want to change in the first place? Apparently the Knicks said this, the coach. And so Tibbs out after a couple years, including a coach of the year in 2020, 2021, and the best season the New York Knicks have had in decades, in a decade at least, with the 51 wins this regular season and a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. When we get back, a story that was floating around quite a bit yesterday, we get a chance to take a whack at it. And not only do we want to take a whack at it, we want to let you get your thoughts in as well at 301-230-0980. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk had some very interesting things to say about the Commanders going into the NFC Championship game that he found out, reported on over the weekend. We will touch on that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.